Can you hear me now? Good. Can you see me now? Better. Video conferencing is expanding for business with the help of two companies chosen to present at Demo 2006. This is PodTech News. I'm Michael Johnson. Later in the podcast, I'll speak with Milton Chen from the offices of VC Labs. But first, here's Jason Lopez from the floor of the Demo conference.
My name is Mike Dunn. I'm CEO of Polyvision Corporation, headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia.
And it's a division of Steelcase?
We're a division of Steelcase, who's the largest manufacturer of commercial office products in the world.
Now, why is Steelcase interested in Polyvision? What does Polyvision bring to the larger company?
A number of years ago, Steelcase began doing an awful lot of research on the office environment and what was going to be changing as a result of technology's role in the workplace, and developed a strategy around a term called AFT, which is the seamless integration of architecture, furniture, and technology. And they took technology and divided it kind of into two categories: infrastructure-oriented technology and appliances. We're the appliance side of that equation, intended primarily in the area of collaboration and group work.
Now let's break that down even further, Mike. What does that mean? Like, how would I experience Polyvision's products?
We're the largest producers of standard whiteboard products for the office and education anywhere on the globe. So if anybody from a third grade a student in a public school to the vast majority of Fortune class companies around the world would use our standard whiteboard products in their offices and conference rooms. And then as we began to realize many years ago that this information that was being shared with people in a local sense would eventually have to be shared with people globally, and really look at an integration at that point from static to fully interactive capability.
Now, how did you come up with the idea, or was it your idea to begin with, to seeing a crack in the market and seeing an opportunity out there?
And then
trying to capitalize on it. Tell me the story of that. How did that come about?
It's kind of interesting. I spent my entire career in building technology products and software, and became involved with a group in doing buyouts of companies. And it just so happened that one of the buyouts was a company that was the leading manufacturer of ceramic steel, which is the stuff that makes a whiteboard white. It's basically glass fused to light gauge steel. And I was asked to go in and do a turnaround of this company. It had gotten a little bit of trouble. I did that, and after 3 years of hard work with that business, we got it profitable, and we began to look at areas of growth and forward integration in terms of our product set. And having come out of the technical world, I began to look at ways that we could expand and to take advantage of emerging technologies, which is what we began to do. And we created our first product, which was something called CopyCam. And this is, imagine a digital camera or digital imaging system that mounts over an existing whiteboard or chalkboard or flip chart, it doesn't matter, and allows you to capture and share that information. We were the first to introduce a commercial application for Bluetooth printing. This was the first product of its type that would capture anything up to a 4x8 whiteboard. And when you consider the issue of trying to capture very small print on a surface that size, it presented some interesting optical challenges for us. And the last thing was that I recognized that ease of use had to be at the root of any technology product we developed. So CopyCam basically had a one-button interface. Hit it and you get what you need.
What's interesting about what you're saying is that in some instances, we're not necessarily seeing high-tech stuff like software and computer hardware replacing physical objects that we have come to use in the everyday world in the past, whether it's like chalkboards or, you know, that sort of thing. What you're describing are products that are enabled to do more with high-tech solutions around them.
Well, you're right. What we've tried to do is take things that are more traditional type tools and figure out how to apply technology to them to give you the benefit of kind of both worlds. You want to. It's wonderful to work in an analog form. In many instances, example, if you're going to stand up at a board or a flip chart, you want to write information. I mean, it's a human need. It's a human drive. We're just wired that way. And wouldn't it be nice to be able to work in a very natural way and yet have all of the benefits that technology can bring? Which means if I write something here, why can't I share that instantaneously with somebody in China or France or Germany or just another office across the city? So what we've tried to do is meld those two worlds in a way that makes this technology very accessible and very useful.
Where have you actually installed some of these systems?
We're in many of the Fortune 2000. We're in schools all over the world. We have a presence throughout the U.S. here. We have 6 manufacturing sites in the U.S., 3 in Europe. We're the largest producer of these kinds of products in most of Western Europe. So we've been very fortunate in terms of the geographic footprint that we've been able to pursue.
What booth are you at?
You know, I don't know. We don't actually have a number. The new product we're showing today is of a fairly large scale. So they gave us the corner of the tent.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to make my way over there and take a look because it sounds really fascinating.
I wish you would. This is a product called Virtual Flip Chart. It's actually called Thunder, but it's imagine a flip charting application where the information appears around the walls of a conference room. It's virtual information, but it can be pulled from any source, any analog source, any digital source, and you work through what we call a group easel, which is an interactive plasma device. The system is all gestural. It's all symbolic, so there's virtually no training in terms of using it, and the reaction's been absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, it sounds like you've taken physical objects that we've come to use in a sort of a mundane way and really enabled them with high-tech support systems.
Well, we have, and the one thing that's been driving us maybe more than anything is that rate of adoption is absolutely key in the corporate or educational market. And in many cases, employees have an option as to whether they actually use technology. If you look at the history of video conferencing, it wasn't something that people were required to use, so many people didn't. Challenges, corporations spent a lot of money putting these systems in and ultimately not getting the use out of it. And the thing that stood in the way is the complexity of use. People just aren't willing to put forth effort to get to a point of using a tool that's really optional. Well, we recognize that in the development of our tools. We recognize if we didn't really make it super intuitive, and again, back to the metaphor of traditional things that they know and understand, we couldn't assure a high rate of adoption, and at that point, we'd be in the fight with every other technology company trying to grab a piece of their mind.
Yeah. Sounds like the old computer commercial, which is the most powerful computer, the one that people are using. So it sounds like the same thing.
Which very apropos.
What's the most powerful chalkboard or the most powerful whiteboard? One people are using. So, well, Mike, thanks so much for stopping by. And we'll make our way over there and check out what was it again? The virtual...
It's called Thunder. It's a virtual flip chart system.
Virtual flip chart system. Okay, thanks very much, Mike. Thanks for the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate
Certainly.
It.
Yeah, no, it sounds really exciting. I'll get over there when I can break
away.
You've
got to see it, because one of these... We can't demo it this afternoon in the hall because of its scale. It's something you have to experience.
Yep, we'll do.
So, good talking to you.
You too, Mike.
So my name is Milton Chen. I'm the CTO of VC Lab. Okay. Well, welcome to the podcast. Now, what we're seeing on the screen is we're seeing a live shot of ourselves and also live shots of the other folks there represented by little windows. Now, correct. Tell me a little bit about VC and how you came to develop it.
Yeah, so VC, actually, the technology came out of Stanford University where I did my PhD dissertation on video conferencing. And we've been as a company for about 2 years. And what you see here is if someone has a webcam and a broadband connection at home, Zico actually is meant to take a work remotely. So the idea here, there's audio, there's video, then you can also share documents. For example, we could share Excel or Word file, we can remote edit. So it's pretty much is everything you might imagine that, let's say for a consultant or someone who need to able to either work from their home or hotel or from the airport or anytime, where they're not physically right next to their colleague, but they need to work together.
Now, you said this is a peer-to-peer technology.
Correct.
So all one would need, basically, is a camera and the software.
So you need the software. In fact, our software is actually is more like a web service, so there's really nothing to install. For example, if you're a first-time user, the way you do is you could either open up your Internet Explorer or Firefox. You just go to vsee.com. And from there, you could just basically click some buttons and you could actually start using the system.
Does that mean that it's platform independent, that it'll work on Mac or PC?
Unfortunately, not yet. Because of the optimization we have applied, right now is only Windows only.
Okay. So tell me, you developed this as kind of a thesis at Stanford as you were going along. How did the other folks come into it and what's their role?
Yeah, so these are just various people. We actually, there's a number of other people that participate in a demo conference who's couldn't be here. So these mainly just people we met in school that's work now sort of part of the sort of VC operation. And so overall the company's involved is really just, I think all of us, we have this idea is just we want to be able to work from anywhere. And just putting out with the commute, for example, in the Bay Area. When I was in grad school, I was working one day a week at Intel. And so, you know, like every time I had to go down Intel, you spend about half an hour just stuck in traffic, which is it possible could we create something better or at least make people alternative where you don't have to do this commute every single day?
Are people using it right now?
Yeah, we actually been fortunate to sign up a number of fairly prestigious customers. For example, we have Shell Oil, we have the Department of Defense, the U.S. Navy, Steelcase, and so on. They have all been using our system. In fact, let me show you a picture. This picture shows Intel CEO Paul Otellini. He was at his keynote address at the Intel Developer Forum a couple of months ago. He was actually using VC to talk to an IT minister over in India. And again, you see full screen. The reason that he picked VC was even though there are literally about 100 video conferencing software companies today, and VC, the quality was actually high enough to traverse over the public internet and over WiMAX for the last mile reach for him to actually stand in front of about 5,000 people, talk to someone.
Okay. Well, it looks like a fascinating piece of software. I mean, the possibilities of this, and I think given its ease of use, as far as what I've seen, seem quite fascinating. Yeah.
Another big part is actually low bandwidth capability. So right now, if you compare VC to get this level of video quality compared to the standard video conferencing, these very popular systems, we're roughly running about half the bandwidth. So in terms of a corporation, this turned out to be a huge saving because typically if you look at, imagine corporation, how many people, if they start using something like this, the impact on a network, when you talk about sort of half the bandwidth, it turned out to be a huge, huge difference.
Okay. Well, it looks like a great application and wish you a lot of luck as VC goes forward and good luck with VC.
Hey, thank you very much.